Well, I don't know if you guys like to be called Ghostbusters. I don't know if that's an insult or not. But Ron Helmick is here along with Corey Dunkerson and your paranormal investigators, not really Ghostbusters. Is that kind of an insult or you don't mind it?
I don't mind it.
That's good. I'm okay with it. It's a great set of movies. I mean,
now somebody in town here has got that Ecto-mobile that they used in Ghostbusters. Not the actual one.
I saw the North Side. I saw it parked at a mechanic shop or something.
Well, when I was in the 4th of July parade this year, they were in front of us.
Oh, that's actually from Madison.
Yeah, and then I was at the college there on Main Street. They were putting together the parade, and we had to go there for a meeting, and it was in the parking lot, and it looked really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to work in Manhattan, and one day there's a traffic jam, and he gets to the front, and you know, there's traffic jams all the time, but he gets to the front, and they were filming Ghostbusters. They had the street blocked off with the cars, and you know, they built up the fake street and everything. But anyway, so that's my Ghostbusters connection. Okay, so you guys are paranormal investigators. So talk about that. What is that?
The word paranormal is very large because it's not just talked about ghosts. It talks about UFOs. Talks about Bigfoot. Cryptos.
What's a crypto?
Cryptid.
Cryptid. Sorry.
It's like Bigfoot, a rake. Skinwalkers. I mean, everything. Mythical creatures.
This is a term nobody knows except you guys. Skinwalkers. What are skinwalkers? I don't like the sound of it.
Well, skinwalkers are thought to be old Native American shamans that did evil magic, dark magic, and in order to get their magic, they did nefarious things. Like, I think one of the things was that to eat human flesh or something along those lines. There's all different stories.
Well, there's also, too, you have the Beast of Bray Road, which I had a chance to interview. He claims he's the great-great-grandson of the Beast of Bray Road.
Now, what's the Beast of where?
Beast of Bray Road out in, where's that at?
Elkhorn.
Elkhorn. Yeah, it's like world known, this road. And you just drive past and you're supposed to be able to see this, the Beast of Bray Road. And what I was told, it was the skinwalker was used to protect the land that a deal was made with the owner and the American Indians.
I don't like the sound of it. Skinwalker.
Skinwalker.
So what'd you say? You shouldn't like the sound of it.
And you guys, Bigfoot too, huh?
Yeah, Bigfoot, that's all in the same. It's all paranormal.
Yeah.
Because it's out of the normal. Basically, paranormal is just out of the normal.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's good. Out of the normal. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily ghosts.
No.
They're just lumped in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you called out a lot to investigate? Somebody's got some spooky stuff going on in the neighborhood, their house, and you're called in. So what do you do?
We usually get a mail or a message on our Facebook page or our website, and they'll say, hey, Ron, or hey, RPI, we got a problem at the house here. We're hearing some weird noises. We're having this going on, that going on. Would you be willing to check it out? So first thing we do is we contact the person back and get more details of what's going on. We usually set up two investigations, one as a walkthrough, if possible. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way. And then the second one to do the actual investigation. The walkthrough basically is to walk in with a EMF detector, which is
magnetic field.
Magnetic field protector.
Is that the thing you had last time with you?
Sorry. Yeah. Electronic.
It's early.
It is. So when you walk through that, you know, high EMF can cause people to see things, not feel well, things like that. So we want to check the outlets and things like that and see if there's any, like, real harsh readings of that.
So there is a logical explanation to why.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If the electricity in the house can cause it?
Oh, cause you to see things, too. I mean, not necessarily be a spirit issue, ghost issue. It can also make you see things, hear things. It can really mess with you pretty bad.
Make you feel paranoid.
Yeah,
make paranoid. You feel like there's someone staring at you. And there's nothing there.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not staring at you.
Right, that's true.
You may be able to pick up on those types of things, too.
So you're called up, to investigate some paranormal activity in a house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you explained the word to me, out of the normal. Doesn't mean ghost per se. It just means something's out of the normal.
Yeah.
Do you have to give them some bad news every once in a while that makes them jump?
Yes. And, you know, when we do the first walkthrough, we always tell them, keep us posted on how it goes from now until we investigate. So we can get an idea of what's going on more in the home. And they're kind of like, what? And like, you know, seriously, you know, if there's anything else that goes on between now until we do the actual investigation, we need to know these things. So if it amps up or if it stays the same or, you know, what else is going on in the home. And that gives us a couple days worth to figure out, you know, what it could be. We've actually put cameras in houses before just to monitor them, you know, throughout the few days before we actually go in there, too.
I put a camera in my backyard last night. We have this camera that's a motion-detected outdoor camera. We put it up there, and I put a plate of popcorn there, and I wanted to see who eats it. And so I got up this morning at 4:30, went outside. The plate was totally clean. Not one kernel of popcorn was there. And I'm going to go home, we'll look at the video, and we'll see who's eating that popcorn. But it's interesting that what goes on, and you don't know what goes on. So you're talking about paranormal mm-hmm. activity. I'll bet you in my backyard, there are critters roaming the backyard all night long. But when I wake up in the morning, they're gone.
Well, that's another thing, too. You know, you talk about critters. I mean, there's been situations we've been in the homes, and they've heard knocking noises, things like that, and found out it was the squirrels in the walls or things like that.
I had them in my ceiling once. When I lived in Brown Deer, we can hear that. It sounds like somebody's walking around up there.
Uh-huh.
So we called the guy who checks up on animals in the houses and so forth. It turns out there were squirrels living up there. Not squirrels.
Raccoons.
Yeah, raccoons were living up there. And you could see them looking out of the vent on the roof of my house. And when you shine the light, they would go down. You see their ears. Take away the light, their eyes went back up again. And he got them out. And I said, you're not going to hurt them, are you? And he goes, no. We just let them all go in the woods. I said, I don't want these animals hurt. I'll let them live up there if you're going to hurt them. I don't care. But he just got them out and let them go in the woods and let them haunt somebody else's house. That's but it was scary because you hear noise up there.
They're very loud.
They're scratching.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if the baby falls down the wall, they'll tear your wall apart to get to that baby. They'll do that. So it is kind of spooky, but not every noise means there's ghosts in the house.
Exactly.
It could be something logical. Okay, we're talking to paranormal investigators Ron Helmick and Corey Dunkerson. And right before the break, we had a cutaway real quick. You said you have seen ghosts. And is that the right term, ghosts, or what do you want to call them?
I'm not even sure. I mean, some are ghosts, some are shadow people. I mean, there's...
Now, what are shadow people?
It is thought... Nobody really knows. It is thought that they... it's a completely blacked out figure that you can tell is a humanoid figure, but you can't see any... you can't see any facial identity marks. I mean, it's just a shadow. And it's blacker than any shadow you've ever seen. I mean, it's you can see these things in the dark. They're so dark.
Mm-hmm.
Around here, we're seeing?
There's been accounts of people seeing them in Racine. There's one they call the Hat Man.
Mm-hmm.
And people have, especially over in the... what's the cemetery? Mound Cemetery and the cemetery across the street from it.
Yeah.
The neighborhood around there, there's been lots of reports of people seeing...
Alleys and stuff.
Yep, through the alleys, a completely blacked out shadow of a man walking through there. And this is like numerous people.
Why doesn't anybody go and try to grab it, attack it? Well, I know it's a shadow, you can't grab a shadow.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no... Did they take videos of it?
Well, we've actually reached out on Facebook and... There was numerous accounts of people seeing this entity.
But does anybody have any video of it? And even today, with AI, you would question the video. You know,
today is terrible, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what's real and what you're looking at. So, cut to 40 years ago, my wife and I took our daughter, she was 5 years old, to the Dells. And we stayed at a place called Inn of the Dells. It changed names several times, but it's next to a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to my daughter, let's get up in the middle of the night and look at the cemetery, see if anybody's walking around in there, any ghosts or anything. Nobody was. But it was kind of eerie to look and see, Is anybody moving in that cemetery? I mean, do they come out of the grave at night? Who's walking around? And it was perfect because we could stay right there in the bed, look out the window. If we see something, throw the covers over her real quickly. But even talking about it, I got goose pimples talking about it. Because I don't know if this stuff is true or not. I don't know.
Well, you know, and I was real quick about the shadow people thing is that I believe that, and I've heard others think this also, that shadow people are spirits that haven't fully manifested themselves. Either, you know, in a spirit form or they've been with a human in a previous life. But as far as the the cemetery stuff, I mean, you can definitely pick up on some things.
Really? Do you ever go around with your, whatever, electrometer, whatever, go in a cemetery and get some results on there?
Yeah, we've done. We've had voice recordings and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, things like that. Yeah.
I live next door to a cemetery. I live in Kansasville, and I have an old, very old cemetery right next door to me. We share a fence, and I work second shift, so coming home at night, my eyes are glued, because sometimes I don't feel anything. Other times I'm running to my door.
You can feel stuff, huh?
Oh, just.
What do you feel?
Just goosebumps. Like out of the blue, just goosebumps or like a heavy. Like feels like someone's watching me.
Are you more attuned to this than me?
I don't know. I think the longer that you in this field, not that I'm more attuned, I'm just more aware of what my body's going through as I experience different things.
Well, my wife and I visit cemeteries all across the country on our road trips, and we have some wild stories about cemeteries, but never had that experience of feeling anything. But we've seen serial killers. There, where they're buried. Mm-hmm. We've seen the Birdman of Alcatraz, where he's buried, Al Capone. And there's some wild stories about Mount Carmel Cemetery. But never saw the ghost.
Yeah, during the day, I've been to many cemeteries, too. I like to take pictures, and they're, very benign, you know, just peaceful, quiet. But a lot of times, once you go in after dark, it's a lot of places take on a different feel.
Now, I know you're not a spiritualist or anything. I know that's not your job to do that. But people do seances. They try to reach the dead. Mm-hmm. And I know someone who lost their son who tried to do that, too. I mean, you get desperate after a while. You lose a child. You want to reach them. Does that stuff work? I know this isn't your field. You're more of a science. You do the science part of it.
No, kind of.
kind of does, kind of don't. I'm actually, I've just gone through kind of like a religious... I'm coming into religion, which I've never been a religious person before. And the more research I do on it, it might not even be... Someone may respond, but it's someone who's manipulating you. It might be more of a demonic...
Well, that's what I was going to tell you, because at my church, I'm born again Christian, they say when you see these things, they're demons.
Yeah, and I'm starting to believe
they're demonic.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just don't know. I've never seen a ghost that I know of. I mean, I've never seen a spirit. I've never been contacted. So I don't know. But you guys deal with this stuff.
Well, I mean, not all spirits are demonic, but we also know what to look for while working with other investigators and networking with other investigators.
Now, do you get calls from people all the time saying, you got to get over here. I got something moving in my house. Plates are moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever see... Think objects move? Is that common? I mean, that I watched the movie Poltergeist. See, all I know is what's in the movies. I don't know anything else but the movies.
Because I personally haven't seen anything move.
We've heard things.
Move. Yeah. Yeah. But I've never actually seen anything. Can't.
Well, there's one, and it's a bit of a famous audio clip. And I heard it once from, remember Art Bell? He used to do Overnight Radio.
Loved Art Bell.
And he used to do his Halloween show.
Yes.
And it's a clip of a little boy, and you could hear his voice.
Mm-hmm. It's EVP.
Yeah, you can hear the boy, and you can hear it. And this is before AI and all that stuff, just years ago. But you can actually, you got the clip?
No, I have a clip to play.
Okay, but you can actually hear the little boy's voice. And it is odd because I don't know what the voice is. It's obviously a child's voice. And the paranormal investigators are asking questions of the little boy. And he's answering, it's almost like. It is creepy.
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
Electronic voice phenomena are very That stands for, you know, it's what EVP stands for. It's very interesting because they're speaking in such low frequencies that the human ear can't hear. Or you can only hear them during playback. Oh, let me tell you the story real quick. So I was at my home some years ago.
How long is the clip, by the way?
11 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
So basically what happened was I bought a new voice recorder. I wanted to see if it worked. You can hear the background noise on my TV, which normally I would have no background noise because that's considered sound contamination. I just wanted to see if it worked, and that's it. So my house was haunted.
We're still getting it set up.
There you go.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody here?
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was wild.
And even above, I mean, that's like right in the recorder.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and that was
above
legit,
the TV.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, it was very legit.
Where was that?
It was at my house.
Oh, how do you sleep at night?
I was calling everybody. Like, you're not going to believe what happened.
See, in a house of like mine being 110 years old, what, 111 years old,
yeah.
I haven't experienced anything. I mean, you figure you would. What's that?
Mine was 1890.
Yeah, the next door house is from the 1880s next door to me.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard people screaming in the night. I have possums in my backyard in the middle of the night. I can tell you that because someone's eating that popcorn. But hold on, guys. We're going to a few more minutes. I got some more questions for you. We're talking to Ron Helmick and Corey Dunkerson, who are paranormal investigators. Perfect for Halloween. Perfect for a day like this. It's kind of creepy outside. It's got that cold thing with the wind blowing and the leaves and people running the stop sign out here. It's got that fall feel to it. For a couple more minutes, we got Ron Helmick and Corey Dunkerson in here, paranormal investigators. And I learned something new. I learned that paranormal doesn't mean ghost. It means out of the normal. Mm-hmm. And Bigfoot's part of that, huh? Paranormal?
It absolutely
now,
is.
What, now, come on. With all the people that spotted Bigfoot, you see the picture of him running with the arms. You know, they always catch him in the same tree. He looks like, you know, some monkey that got out of the circus. Nobody's ever been able to get a close-up shot. Always these faraway distance shots. And there are people that spend their lives looking for Bigfoot. And he's spotted all over America. The only place he hasn't been spotted in is North Beach in Racine. He's been spotted everywhere else. So, you know, it's like the Loch Ness Monster. Nobody ever gets a good look. I mean, for all these people that say, yeah, we saw him. And with the type of cameras and photography we have today, you're telling me we can't get a good look?
No, they first have to wipe mayonnaise across the screen.
Yeah,
and then
breathe out. Right, yeah. Breathe out a little bit. Throw some dust on the screen and take a look at it. With all this, we never get a good look at a ghost, a spirit, whatever, Bigfoot. Now, you guys say you can feel the spirits, especially with your meter there, whatever. You know they're there, but you can't see them. They have manifested so you can see them. There's a word I learned, manifest. Manifested so you can see them.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep looking, huh?
Well, I did encounter one thing.
You got that voice on there which spooked me.
What's that?
That yes voice you played for us.
Yes. Yeah, something else. You know, we investigate Shaker's Cigar Bar in Milwaukee over on 2nd Street all the time. And myself and another investigator were walking from the parking lot to the front of the building. And on the second floor, we actually saw a woman in like a bell dress twirling in the window, you know. But we didn't see her face or anything. We just saw the dress twirling in
you
the
really
window.
Did see it, though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get a good picture of it?
We're trying to get our phones out quick enough. And
now,
it's gone.
I would never, have my phone ready with what my finger on
we
the
button.
We
didn't expect it.
Yeah, but I would always
outside,
be ready.
We didn't expect seeing that from the outside.
Now, use phone photography. You don't have a great camera, like a good 35-millimeter camera to grab this stuff. I mean, that's what I think I'd be wearing around my neck with my finger on the button.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, you never know.
Well, like now we've been starting to wear body cams. So
yeah,
we'll just hit, you know, record on the body cam and then walk around that way with those on, because then we don't have to worry about, oh, did I hit record? So that's one thing some of us have added to the arsenal.
Yeah. If you wear it like, yeah, a body cam, it's always on.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to fit now. You know, I can't keep your hand in front of it.
Right.
No. Like, yeah.
Now, what about you? Do you get a calls to go on hunts for these spirits?
Yeah, I've been on many hunts. I mean, a lot of, the most spookiest things that I've experienced on one of our investigations, it was a woman's that lived out in Caledonia. She was experienced a lot of things moving, being thrown. And so we did an investigation, and I was heading towards the bathroom. Like, I wasn't investigating, I was just going to the bathroom. And it was a long, dark hallway to her bathroom. And as soon as I turned to that hallway, something growled right in my ear. And I turned around, and I'm like, hit me with the holy water. And I never did get to go to the bathroom.
Went right there. Where you stand. Yeah. See, I've never had that happen to me. The only thing I had was that picture I showed you from my bedroom, which, that's a woman in that shadow. Mm-hmm. It just, my wife said, well, that was the way my arms were folded and the book was opened up. No, that's not an arm fold and a book opened up. Mm-hmm. That was a, and I can't explain it. And I was too panic-stricken. I grabbed my phone, took a picture. I should have analyzed the situation, but I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I was so panic-stricken when I saw it. Ooh, look. And you're seeing it right set up. It was upside down when we saw it. Now, when I took the picture, I flipped it so you can see what it looked like. But originally, it didn't look like anything. It was upside down. Then I turned my head and I said, whoa. I don't know what that is. Was that a woman who lived there before? I don't know what it was. See, one of your shadow people.
Right. That's the toughest thing about this field is it's everyone's experience. I mean, we're trying to investigate someone's experience. You know, and there's a lot of debunking to do. There's a lot of, you just a lot of steps to make sure that it is actually legit. And when it's, once you cancel out everything, then you can say it's paranormal.
Yeah.
You know what spooked me? You know the term Saved by the Bell? Mm-hmm. You've heard of it, right? You know what? You know where it's from? Saved by the Bell happened in the 1800s when they were afraid if they buried somebody alive, they would bury them, put a string on inside the coffin with a bell up on top, and if they were alive, they'd ring the bell and you'd be saved by the bell. That, I think I would freak out if I'm walking through a cemetery and a bell started ringing from the ground.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
But apparently, it was not an uncommon thing where back in the 1800s, you'd bury somebody and they weren't dead. And, you know, especially in, you know, unsophisticated cities, they, you know, big cities, they could, you could tell. And they'd just tie a string to his finger and he'd ring the bell, so he was alive.
That's why we embalm people now.
Yeah.
Make sure there's no bell ringing going on.
Yeah. You know, I was wanted to bring up something too. It has something kind of something to do with the shadow person, but also in regards to spirits and whatnot. Is Wendy Spencer from Masonic?
Yeah,
from Masonic. Her and I did a podcast show with Racine County Eye this past Friday, and we were talking about our experiences there. And that place is just amazing, beautiful place. That was my first experience I ever had with a spirit. Was I was got done DJing a wedding, and I loaded up my car, my Jeep, or no, my van. And then I went to look at my mirrors, left to right, and I saw this tall figure, like in a black trench coat with a top hat, walk past from one mirror to the other mirror, and then disappeared. I got out of my car because it was like 20 degrees out. I'm like, you know, what the heck is wrong with this guy, you know? And if you know anything from that parking lot to the closest to that elevator door, that walk from that elevator door to what used to be Hope Church is a long distance for somebody to run in a trench coat. So I talked to Wendy Spencer a few months later because I had another wedding to do, and I was like, hey, what about this? So I told her the story. Oh, it's probably Frederick. He hangs out on the staircase over here.
Oh yeah, Frederick.
Yeah, you know, and she, you know, she brought out like photos and stuff, and I was able to pick them out. The kind of a bit of a description, and I was like, he hangs out outside too. I was just inside that these spirits are hanging out. But
well, I had Wendy Spencer in here once, but we were talking about Fourth Fest. I've had Rory Graves in here twice.
Oh, Rory's awesome.
From Haunted Racine.
Yeah,
and now I know. Now if Wendy Spencer ever comes in to talk about Fourth Fest, forget about Fourth Fest. Let's talk about this ghost thing going on here.
Oh,
but yeah, her name comes up a lot when you talk about Haunted Racine. So, and Rory Graves was in there like a week ago, and we were talking about, she was in there last year too. Mm-hmm. And I love hearing these stories because it's all in the area. I live on Main Street, so it's not far from all these stories are in my neighborhood, which is kind of nice. If someone wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
You go on our Facebook page is like the most active page. It's Racine Paranormal Investigators, or website RacineParanormalInvestigators.com.
Whoa, it's way too fast. So let me write this down. Say it again.
Racine Paranormal Investigators on Facebook.
Okay.
Or website RacineParanormalInvestigators.com.
Or .com, okay.
Yeah. Either or.
Because people are going to call up and they're going to say, I got something roaming around my house, and he's carrying the head in the hand. And by the way, these Halloween costumes now where the guy's walking down the block, it looks like he's carrying his head in his hand. and there's a YouTube video who shows how he did it, you know, how he built the costume. Once you see it built, it's real simple. Mm-hmm. But the effect is amazing where they show a headless person walking over with a head in a box.
Right.
And it's got to be annoying to bend over and walk like that. But still, the effect it is amazing. So I asked you during the break, when people are listening to commercials, there's no more conventions like Ghost Con or Spirit Con or...
I would say just not this year. We'll probably be working on something for next year.
We had Bell City Paracon last year. Mm-hmm. Went really well.
Paracon, that's good.
Yeah, Paracon, it went really well. And it's something we were going to move it to another date because... there's so many of those going on in the fall. So, and also too, it's a lot more easier to get presenters and whatnot when it's a little more quiet. Paranormal conferences going on. I mean, it's loaded for the fall.
Finally, we did a story on this woman. She was an elderly woman, passed away, and she had her granddaughter carry out her one last wish. And all the mourners who came to her funeral got a mini Ouija board with a note attached. Let's talk. You got to admit that's good. What a great laugh to have,
right?
But you're not going to get it. But let's talk.
That's something else.
Well, you guys are great. I love coming. I get the willies because I don't know if this stuff is true or not. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it is, but I'm not sure. And you talk to people in the church, they'll say, "Well, yeah, that's true. It's just demonic." And so you say it is true, this stuff? Yeah, but there are demons. Oh, I don't know who to believe. I don't know what to believe. And
demons appear to us to be real. I mean, you know, I'll be very transparent here. I mean, we work with a reverend out of Madison that deals with exorcisms and things like that. We assist in those also.
Well, you guys are great. I got the creeps now, and I'm scratching, and I'm all like hives. I got everything.
As long as it's not in three, you know, that's the whole mock of the Holy Trinity. So please make sure it's not three.
You guys are great. I love having you guys in. Gotta have you in again soon. Now, is this your big time of year for people saying I see ghosts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've been in, podcasts, big time, like four podcasts.
What's your podcast? Do you have a podcast?
Well, Wisconsin Paranormal Radio is something that I developed a while back, and, you know, we've been doing things off and on that. So,
okay. Gotta listen to all this stuff.
The veil is thinner this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And all that candy going around, all that sugar high and all that stuff going around. Everybody getting sugar eyes. You guys, thanks a lot. Ron Helmick and Corey Dunkerson, thank you guys for slipping in. I know it was early in the morning and, you know, people say, can we do this morning interview at noon? No, we can do it at 7 a.m. Right. I'm taking a nap at noon. So thank you guys for coming in. I do appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Whoa, and you know we got to go out with, right? Ray Parker Jr. Is that one of you? Do you watch that movie a lot when it's on? Or is that?
Yeah, if it's on TV, yeah. Or I'll throw it on, you know, watch it. I like all of them. Even the newest ones are pretty good.
I think my favorite ghost movie is The Haunting from 1963.
Oh, wow.
That just terrifies me. Even though you don't see any ghosts, I mean, it is terrifying to watch. Also, The Exorcist. Oh, yeah. I see that movie. Yeah. I jump. All right. There's something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Afraid of no ghosts.